Henry Halleck and his initial hard yet humane military policies, September to December 1861. By early January 1862, Halleck had issued a well-defined set of rules governing just conduct in war, ranging widely from the proper seizure of property, to the treatment of civilians, to the assessment of financial penalties against Confederates in St. Louis, to the punishment of guerrillas caught destroying railroads, to the enforcement of martial law and the trial of civilians by military commissions, to the punishment of Union troops guilty of plunder. In the months prior, across the fall and winter of 1861, the Union Army appeared increasingly to act in the stern spirit of Pope's General Orders No. 3. The intractable guerrilla problem convinced many Federals in the state that vigorous measures like Pope's orders were necessary. Yet, even as the Union Army in Missouri traded conciliation for the hard hand of war, many Federals worked also to reconcile in theory and practice their harsh anti-guerrilla tactics with a degree of restraint. Although officers like Halleck codified and implemented rules of conduct, the underlying just war questions also interested Missouri civilians. Many of them called for a war of quick and decisive fury, yet not utterly devoid of limits. In late August 1861, St. Louis's most prominent minister, William Greenleaf Elliott, proclaimed from the pulpit that Missouri Unionists had the power to make the present conflict a war of barbarism or of comparative humanity and civilization. Elliott, a Unitarian from Massachusetts, had lived in St. Louis since 1834 and was instrumental in founding Washington University. "I am a lover of peace," Elliott confessed that August morning. "War is not a Christian work, and the time will come for its abolition." But the time had not come yet. The Christian during wartime had to reconcile two duties: to defend one's country in battle, and to foster peace, righteousness, and social progress. The two duties were not necessarily compatible. Missourians must reject the war of barbarism.